Our Queen, written and read by Robert Hardman.
When the world comes to look back on the early 21st century, two events in Britain, just weeks apart, will be lodged in the collective memory. One will be the 2012 London Olympics, a spectacular fortnight of international sporting endeavour. The other will be a celebration of a woman who has become so firmly established on the world stage that, in the words of one Commonwealth leader, she is no longer seen as merely British, or indeed as merely human. She is the living incarnation of a set of values and a period of history. In Britain, she is Tower Bridge and a red double-decker bus on two legs, not to mention Big Ben, afternoon tea, village fetes, and sheep-flecked hills in the pouring rain. In the wider world, she is the newsreel figure who just kept on going into digital high definition. More than 100 nations, that's more than half the countries on Earth, did not even exist in their present form when she was crowned. While her presence is taken entirely for granted at home, to millions of people around the planet, she represents continuity on a scale bordering on the incomprehensible. "She's incredible," says Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, during a poignant and thoughtful first interview on someone he describes as "my grandmother first, and then she's the Queen." No one, surely, is better placed to imagine what it must have been like to succeed to the throne, as the Queen did, at 25. Sitting in his office in St. James's Palace, a few days before his own 29th birthday, the Prince ponders the enormity of her task. Back then, there was a very different attitude to women. Being a young lady at 25, and stepping into a job which many men thought they could probably do better, it must have been very daunting. And I think there was extra pressure for her to perform. He remains in awe of the way she managed it. "You see the pictures of her, and she looks so incredibly natural in the role. She's poised, she's calm, she's elegant, she's graceful, and she's all the things she needs to be at 25. And you think how loads of 25-year-olds, myself, my brother, and lots of people included, didn't have anything like that. And we didn't have that extra pressure put on us at that age. It's amazing that she didn't crack. She just carried on and kept going, and that's the thing about her. You present a challenge in front of her, and she'll climb it. And I think that to be doing that for 60 years, well, it's incredible."